I'm trying to pull that three boob woman up again.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel bad even asking. You didn't actually believe that was real, did you?
Like, she's from Florida.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I see, it's all right. My theory on that was, when you said that, I never really put that together. I thought if she was from California.
Okay.
California and New York are the two freak capitals to me.
You are vastly underestimating the state of Miami. But, okay.
Wait, did you say state of Miami on purpose?
Yeah, I did, because Howard Schnellenberger, the former coach of the Miami Hurricanes, created the state of Miami, where he would only recruit within that general area. And Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Schnellenberger put Miami on the map, basically, the college and the football team in particular, and he recruited, like, pretty much solely in what he called the state of Miami. And it was a bunch of hooligans and, you know, loud talkers and ne'er-do-wells, and they just happened to be great on the football field, too.
Yeah.
In any event, though, most people from the, quote, state of Miami are major cokeheads and just generally insane weirdos, and I expected her to be from Florida and find out that she was from Tampa, which is just a little bit of ways. Didn't surprise me one bit, and because of that, I thought it was real. So,
yeah. See, when I saw it, I immediately just thought Photoshop. And then, like, part of me just kind of thought, well, you know, people do that goofy-ass body modification stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that far out of the realm. But, I guess to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about, since we'll try to actually make it seem like we're doing a show instead of just an hour and a half conversation.
Right.
This girl's name is Jasmine Tridevil, or Tridevil,
yep.
Which is clearly not a real name.
No.
There's a picture of her in a bikini with three titties.
Yep.
But my first thought, though, was it looks like she's got a water balloon in the middle of her boobs.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And so I just, you know, when you do the half fill on a water balloon and you're just taking it, wiggling it back and forth, that's just what I imagine that thing would do when you took her bikini top off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess her goal was to make herself unattractive to men.
Right.
So why would you add a third?
Right.
Why not just go with taking them all off? Because no one likes a flat-chested chick.
Well, because then you get into a whole new set of guys who'd be attracted to you, Jeremy.
Wait, a whole new set of guys that are attracted to a woman with three breasts?
No, to a woman with a flat chest that looks like a boy. They're called pedophiles.
Well.
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody with a small chest fetish? I mean, that's a serious question, actually, since you just mentioned that.
Jason,
really?
From the message board.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 That's just weird.
Yeah. I don't care either way how big a woman's breasts are. Like, if I'm going to go through the process of objectifying women, I want them to have a booty, you know? That's my preference.
I didn't think about it that way. But wait a minute. All right. So wait a minute. So is Dusty, are you outing yourself as an ass man then?
I mean, you know, a little bit maybe.
All
right. It happens that way.
So all right. So did you see this? The also fake video of this. I think her name is Iggy Azalea or something.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lopez, like, smashing the asses together, even though that's not really Jennifer Lopez.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny because I had just recently discovered Iggy before I saw that. So she's a bit of a burger, I have to say. So
she's a bit of a what?
Burger.
Oh, I thought you said a booger. I was like, wow.
No, 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 I would not insult a lady that way. No.
No, not that way. That's for sure.
No, not in other ways, yes, but no.
Like, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of old school. We don't need to invent new ways to insult women. The old ones work just fine still.
That's right. Yeah. Right. I'm old school that way. Yeah, traditional.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a modern man, but I use some ancient techniques in places.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, all right. But I don't know, man. When I saw the picture, I saw this picture that's brought on Facebook. See, going back to old demeaning terms. I don't know. I was kind of like, that's kind of hot. I'm a breast man. If you want to put it that way. And
man,
it just I was like, wow, the possibilities. Like that,
yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome. There was no. I mean,
yeah.
So it's kind, and she's not bad looking in that picture either. Hey, all right. One, it took a little bit to look upwards.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It, that old gag. But in this case, I think that's absolutely acceptable.
Sure.
So I was like, you know, she's not bad looking with three. And then I started to go through the link you sent me from a crime
yeah.
feed.
She's not as attractive in her mugshot, is she?
No.
Yeah.
Nor is she attractive in her video, How to Get a Job, or when she was supposedly in the news under
yep.
the name Alicia Hessler,
yep.
Which I guess is her real name.
I guess,
Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what the story is saying, and it doesn't seem to be a advertisement or a, you know, pro piece for her.
Right. Right.
And, oh, she has a website. Alicia's Golden Touch. Oh, she has a phone number and everything on here.
Uh-huh.
She's a provider of internet hosted since 2014.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for wasting all of our time, Alicia.
It does bring up a conversation, though, and also I don't know if you watch you don't watch much TV now, do you?
Not really. You know what I've been watching, like Cold Case, and this show where like the murderer talks about what he was thinking when he murdered somebody. So I watch that and Levitard show. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that I took most of the summer off from TV, but everything's ramping back up now. So
okay.
Now it was the reason I asked
and
was
football
just,
games. I watch football games, so I don't know.
Okay,
if that
does
counts.
Sports actually count as watching TV though?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're watching it live, you have to consume the stupid commercials. So yeah, I guess.
Well, can't you just put, like, I've got the Tigers and White Sox game on in the background, so technically I'm watching TV, but I'm really
sure.
not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll find myself on Sundays. Like, Saturday's a different story with college football. But, I'll
mm-hmm.
like, on a Sunday, it'll be on in the background, now, unless it's
yeah.
the Lions, then I'm watching. But it's technically on, but I'm only sort of half paying attention.
Right.
So would that still be considered watching TV? I've always wondered this, if that actually counts, just because your TV's on. If you're watching.
I've always wondered this, too. Like,
what's the criteria for technically watching TV?
Like, because, you know, the shows that are on after Leno and Letterman, like, they count on you leaving your TV on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so easy just to leave the channel the way it is and keep watching the crummy show after Leno, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Elise watches those, which is funny that there was an ad for Investigation Discovery Channel.
Okay.
She watches those shows religiously. I'll come home, and that's all she has on is that station.
Sure.
But I don't think she could name half of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, so
I think that's basically I was kind of reinforcing your point about how it's just on.
Yeah, it's just on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know. I guess you have to. Pay
but what
attention.
I was driving towards is I think
yeah.
that counts for their television ratings, so I think it counts as watching TV. So.
Yeah, I mean,
I
guess,
guess
it's on. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
guess it sort of makes sense. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just it's such a weird thing with DVRs and on demand, especially Hulu. You can watch like brand new episodes.
Yeah.
Like how do they even get like for wrestling? How do they gather ratings up? Especially, do they still do the Nielsen ratings?
I think like, so.
Yeah. It's such an antiquated concept, and especially
because, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. The Nielsen ratings, you just told them what you watched. It wasn't like they got a box or anything. They gave you a box, but didn't that turn out to be a misnomer? It was actually just what you wrote down you watched.
Yeah.
Remember Howard Stern, back when I used to listen to him, he would always tell people if they had Nielsen boxes or if they were a Nielsen family, mm-hmm. to always put down that they watched his show even if they didn't.
Yeah.
And I think he got in trouble for that too, or the people with the Nielsen family could get in trouble for doing that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm always surprised when ratings come out. Like that stuff actually matters.
Yeah.
With so many different ways of watching things. I mean, for advertising's sake, I guess it does. But anything else, I don't know. It's a different age now, so I'm not sure why they do this stuff. But,
Right.
We got really far away from the three boob girl.
We did. And I was about to take it further, and I just stopped myself. So you should applaud me for my restraint, because I usually don't have it.
You should have just done what you wanted to with our show. Who cares? No one's firing us, so it doesn't matter. But,
there you go.
What was I saying? I forgot where we went with this, but so basically this girl's name is Alicia, spelled A-L-I-S-H-A.
Yeah.
Alicia, I guess. Hessler.
No, it's Alicia because Becky's best friend is named Alicia, spelled that way.
Oh, no. Do you remember a certain somebody had a music video?
Oh, shit, that's right.
I had that flinching motion of going, Alicia, Alicia. And then somebody in the parking lot saying something like, oh, and then run off like a half hard into the convenience store.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if that's still on YouTube. I would think it would. Let's see. Someone remind the folks. And just so if he's on Facebook, he can look and go, oh, no, what are they saying about it?
By the way, side note, Alicia's sister was an actor for a while, and she was in an episode of Dexter. And Dexter is a horrible show, as far as I can tell.
Are you near your computer?
What's that?
Are you near your computer right now?
I sure am.
Oh my God, Eric's acting is so fucking awful.
Holy shit. I know, it's terrible. It's really bad.
You just gotta see, huh? And I just sent it to you over the Facebook Messenger there.
Yep. I remember it.
I remember us goofing on this on the old Audio Experience show, too.
Yep, we sure did.
Outside of Staples with the Lowe's next to it. Alicia? Here we go, guys. And then doing the shrug to the camera like he's in an 80s movie.
I know.
Zilch. hang on, that's going up now. I'm not waiting.
I believe he told me a story one time about the drummer would like go to McDonald's and stare at the menu like there was something new on it. You know, like if you go to McDonald's, you should know after one time what the hell is on their menu, and he would just stare at it like, what? So, not a whole lot upstairs with that guy.
No, I'm trying to think. I remember, you know what? Never mind. I remember hearing all the stories about him. So,
nice sideburns, by the way, on Eric.
We all looked a little bit different back then. So, I do appreciate the hot dog being eaten by Max since
yep.
his one job was to make sure to bring a microphone and he forgot. So yep. it was.
Screw it.
Yep.
But I've never really seen someone rock an apartment bedroom the way they have they do in this video, so
I mean just rocking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the old days. Okay, I gotta shut this off. So all right, now I'm paying attention again. Sorry.
We were all so young then.
Well, yes. Yeah, God, we were. You realize this has been going on for 10 years? It was around about 2004, I believe.
Yeah. Yep, I think so.
Well, that's a long time. I almost said to stay on the same level, but that's not true. It's a long time to fall further down from where you used to be.
That's right.
But, all right, so anyways, to get back to this broad.
Broad.
So she does this for attention. And I don't see what she has to gain out of it because you didn't see it on the news at all, did you? I haven't. I only saw it on Facebook.
Well, I'll tell you what. Internet famous is more important to people these days, you know? So she got to be 15 minutes of internet famous, and I think that's just what she was after. And, you know, there's something about people like that where they don't realize that that's not actually famous and that's not really anything and that no one's going to remember her. But,
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that these fleeting moments of fame don't last.
No, it'll mean nothing. It already does mean nothing. She's already been exposed, you know?
To be honest, there was a part of me that was like, you know what, if that's real, she's probably going to get some sort of, there's going to be nude pictures popping up sooner or later with that thing.
Yeah.
I'd look. I mean, come on, we all would.
Of course.
We've all seen Total Recall, so, you know.
Right.
The original. Did you see the remake of Total Recall?
No, I didn't. I don't think I knew there was one. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's better you don't. It wasn't very good.
Okay.
It's one of those typical remakes where it's all flash.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Total Recall was such a goofball movie, but
it had
like something to it.
Right.
And, yeah. Not so much with the new one, so.
People are learning now what a hermit Dusty is. Doesn't know anything about TV, doesn't watch movies,
Hey, so. Sometimes that's perfectly fine. And
I mean, I like it better this way, to be honest with you, so.
Yeah, I mean, really I don't know how plugged in you need to be.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you would have never known, this three boob chick existed, or the next person we're going to talk about, which is an even funnier story.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm.
Like, did you watch the video I sent?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Oh yeah, I watched it. Yep.
There's just the classic line that's in there. But anyways, most of this stuff, like you know, they would say like a video goes viral, and they get 5 million hits. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It never translates. It never translates into anything, either for the people viewing it or for the person involved.
Yeah.
So there's no monetary gain out of it, unless you do something, you know. As long as it's not like a kitten shooting you in the foot with a gun or something, you know. Like I remember the old urban legend. I don't know if this is true, but somebody made a Star Wars fan film.
Right.
And submitted it, or George Lucas came across it or something like that, and now the guy works for Lucasfilm, or did, I don't know if he still does with Disney. Like, I guess that's the only palpable thing you can get out of it.
Yeah.
But, like, who is that Chocolate Rain guy that sang really bad?
Yeah.
Just any of that stuff, it's around for 10 minutes. And it's like, well, what's that guy doing now? But I guess in 10 years from now, he can get another fleeting glimpse of fame from Where Are They Now sort of thing.
Hey, Zombie.
Oh, is that what his name was?
That's his name. Yeah, I just looked it up, man.
Oh.
How good am I?
I honestly, I thought the name of a
chocolate rain guy.
was just fine, you know?
I guarantee you he gets that yelled at him. And the video is from over 7 years ago, so.
Wow.
Hey, you're the chocolate rain guy, you know?
Yeah, if he hands you your Starbucks. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And see you later. Like,
I used to be somebody.
Yes.
You were that guy that was on.
I mean, that guy did, like, radio tours, and he was on Tosh.0, which being on Tosh.0 doesn't really mean much.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those that, going back to our one of the conversations, has, like, decent ratings, but really, who cares? Because you're being made fun of on the show, which most of those guys apparently don't understand.
Right.
I don't know. It's like all of this stuff is such a simple distraction. And I don't know if it's just because it's Facebook or especially Twitter. That thing's an absolute waste of time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Twitter is garbage. Can we admit that? Is that true? I mean,
Twitter's the worst.
Yeah.
He and I were talking about the Ray Rice thing.
Yeah.
And when all that came out, I don't know if it's the world is doomed scenario or if it's just getting more and more doomed.
Right.
You hear the stupidity involved, and really it's like that with every topic because it's immediate. I'm trying to think of the Ferguson thing, the kid that got shot in the street. I don't know what his name is.
I know who you mean.
All right, that kind of drives the point, though. That was all over Facebook, social media, blah blah blah, for a week.
Yeah,
and maybe two, until the next. Then I think Robin Williams killed himself. Then it was back to that, and then it was Robin Williams. And they're like, oh yeah, we forgot about all that stuff. It's just an immediacy that everyone has to, like, instead of getting their opinion out. Shit. Oh my God, is this real?
I have no idea. I just found it. It's sensational.
What the hell? Oh my God. Dusty sent me Cherry Chocolate Rain by Tezonde.
Yep. Oh yeah. I just learned it exists.
Crazy motherfucker, too. Original Cherry.
Is this him cashing in business?
What the fuck? Oh, it's for Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Okay.
I was like, where did this come from? Holy shit. Like, where did the money come from?
I know.
So this guy turned this, I've never seen this before. This guy turned this into a cherry or a Dr. Pepper commercial?
I guess so.
He's kind of blown up my idea, though, but.
Hey, cash in when you can.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm not begrudging these guys, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter in the long run. I mean,
yeah.
That was 2007. That was 7 years ago, too.
Yep. God bless
him. Maybe I'm just too harsh about it all, man. But it's like, I don't know, there's nothing sustained. And I guess that's my biggest problem with Twitter.
Yeah.
The next, what's it called, fake outrage pops up. And Facebook's the same way. And if it's not, then somebody's sending you their daily affirmation. Like, click here if you believe in Jesus. Like, and to be a dick about it, but like, does God or Jesus really need you to click on it? Let him know?
No, not at all. No. I think God would be disappointed in you if you clicked on it because you're wasting your time, you know?
Yeah, so shouldn't that time be used to be praying?
Right, exactly.
Giving thanks or something. My favorite are still the ones where this guy went to the grocery store, and what happens next, you'll never see coming.
Right.
I'm like, oh, someone pays for his groceries? So you watch the video. I was like, hey, someone paid for my groceries. Like, well,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Give a shit.
Yeah.
Hey. But no, I always bitch to Elise because I don't use the Facebook. Yeah, I just said it like a 50-year-old man. But I don't use Facebook that much anymore.
Not Facebook. You sound like Bret Hart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a waste of time. And
yeah.
You see the people who you're like friends with, and you look and go, wait a minute, I'm friends with this person? Like,
oh, I know.
They actually believe this stuff? Or, and I'm not even talking about like in a religious nature or anything like that. I'm just talking as a like life lessons. Like, this is how you actually think, huh?
Yeah.
I would never talk. I would never talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, man. But yeah, so the chick's got three boobs. So there.
Or she doesn't. But either
she
wants you to know she exists. And as soon as this audio's over, you'll forget she exists. So.
Yeah, yeah. This is almost like the Lanny Lane. What the hell? Remember the Lanny Lane story we did? Was that Eric and I?
I think it was Eric and you.
He did. Was it birthday parties he did though?
What's that?
I think I'm trying to remember what the story was. Was it Lanny Lane was doing birthday parties or some goofy shit like that?
Yeah, like entertaining at your birthday party. And I remember it was, like, ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really weird because it's Lenny Lane, and the whole thing didn't add up. So.
No, and it never went anywhere either.
No, of course, because who's going to hire him? It's Lenny Lane!
I'm trying to look it up here. Bowling party? No. All about Lanny? No.
Oh my.
Lanny Lane CD is the white stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's from Australia. Never mind.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So we did something with that. And that's just what that's what all of these kind of remind you of. Like it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the thing that upsets me the most is when you see them on like. I'm going to use the word legit, but even that's taken with a grain of salt now. But you see them on, like, legitimate news. Like, there's actually things going on, and all of a sudden it's like, here's the cat that rescued a little boy from a angry dog. And they give this fucking 6-year-old kid holding the cat for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's where it gets annoying to me. I guess the Facebook stuff's okay, but when it actually interrupts, like, a legitimate news source. You know, it just gets a little annoying. But, let's see. That was really all about her, though. I did have this thought, though. Like, if it was real, like, would she be the world's first, like, DP titty fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
There's basically
it's like a toaster. You can put two slices of bread in between those, and I just imagine how goofy that would look, but excitingly erotic too. So I'm almost thinking this chick needs to follow through with this now. She's already got the idea out there.
Yeah.
But listen, honey, pull me up and do this. She kind of pulls it off in that bikini picture, but a chick in a bikini kind of pulls off anything, though. She's not really paying attention to the rest. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. So you were saying, all right. Oh, that's right. I now remember how this all started. We were disagreeing or talking about California. I thought it would be California.
Okay.
And then you were talking about Florida. We started talking about Miami.
Yeah.
So why do you, all right, you started to explain that we got off on our tangent like usual, but.
Yeah.
What, all right, so Howard Schnellenberger is responsible for all the weirdos that are in Florida?
No, well, for coining the phrase the state of Miami, because you were questioning me on using the state of Miami. And the state of Miami is just full of weirdos, you know? I mean, it's like, if you go to a Miami Heat game, and it might be different this year because LeBron is gone, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't know what to expect now, now that LeBron is gone. But, you know, let's say it was last year. What you got at the Heat game last year with LeBron, Wade, and Bosh is you got a bunch of Euro trash sitting in the first few rows that just go to be seen, right?
Right.
They're going to be seen on camera, and they're going to be seen by their other Euro trash friends. And they spend half the game in the bathroom doing snort off the, you know, the toilet seat. That's Miami. That's Miami in a nutshell, is drug addicts and wannabe stars. And I'll tell you what, one of the reasons that LeBron left Miami, and he'll never admit it, but I bet it's true, is because LeBron James means the world to Cleveland, and his superstar means nothing in Miami, because everyone in Miami is pseudo-famous in some way, you know?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that, actually, when we were doing the LeBron James discussion a few weeks back. And
yeah.
I agreed with you then, and yeah, I totally agree with you on that. It sucks, and it works for. It isn't just about any sport, not even basketball. Even though basketball probably has the most recognizable athletes because they don't wear helmets or anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I would think that, you know, even despite that all athletes are kind of like that. Wouldn't you rather go? Like, that's why you don't see teams like a. That's why you don't see a player sticking around for less money. You want to be the big shark, no matter where you're going. You want to be, you know, the white whale if you want. So that makes sense. That's a definite. You hear guys get the hometown discount, but they've usually won something. So they've already got that. They've already got a piece of that piece of the crown jewel, so they can get away with staying. But if they haven't, now they're gone, and then they can, you know, flash it around.
Right.
Yeah, I just never associated Florida with weirdos, though.
Oh, it is. It's chock full. What's that?
Okay, I was waiting.
Okay.
I was doing a game of chicken there because I started talking over you. And
okay.
I was like, wait a minute, I interrupted this point, shut up. So.
Well, we'll transition here because, you know, speaking of Miami, I listen to Miami Sports Talk Radio. I just plant myself as sort of a Miami person, even though I'm from Wisconsin. You've started listening to Sports Talk Radio. You were starting to tell me about that over Messenger. What's going on there?
Yeah. Okay, so I canceled my XM subscription because I was paying like 30-something bucks a month, and it's not worth it, especially with...
Yeah, no.
You can get anything that's on there through the internet for either free or for a cheaper price. So I was like,
yep,
stupid.
Yep.
Well, I haven't listened to regular radio in 6-7 years. Whenever we went to WrestleMania in Detroit, I just bought my car then, and it had XM. I've had it ever since. WrestleMania 23, so yeah, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't listened to regular radio since. I didn't even have any stations programmed on my radio to begin with for AM, FM. When I moved here to Charlotte, I really don't know any stations. So first time traveling was this weekend. And around town, I live 5 minutes from work and 10 minutes from the gym. So I just found like the classical public radio station.
Sure.
Which is a real quick aside. I don't know how people listen to classical music to relax.
Yeah.
There are so many things going on in the smallest composition.
Yes.
Your mind is immediately racing, trying to like construct or deconstruct or whatever.
Thank you.
All the different instruments, all the different pieces, movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute, this shit's supposed to put you to sleep? Like, I don't understand that at all.
Yes. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not relaxing.
Right.
So I was like, I can't do this. I can't listen to this. I had to go back to Greenville this weekend and get the old marriage license. And I'm like, I can't do this. I can't listen to classical all the way. So I was going to plug my phone in. I was like, you know what? It's Sunday. Maybe they still do the Westwood One, you know, game of the week or whatever.
Yeah.
It just so happened to be the Lions game. So I'm like, cool, this works. And they somehow beat Green Bay. That's interesting.
I'm always pro that, yeah.
Well, I actually went to the game here in Charlotte and watched the Lions lay a giant turd on the field. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so I left it on and then, you know, got the Greenville on the way back Monday. It was Monday morning, Monday afternoon, whatever. Driving back here, and I had the sports station on still, so I was listening to that.
Yeah.
Sports radio is an incredibly popular and money-generating style of radio.
Yes.
I don't know how. I don't understand
how
anyone can listen to that babble.
Right.
For any length of time. Now,
because it's 4 hours of the Red Sox should have bunted in the third inning.
It wasn't so much that, but yeah, you're on. That's pretty much the right thing because the Panthers played the Steelers, and I didn't see the game, but they got their ass handed to them apparently, 38-17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So all it was is the fact that what's wrong with the Panthers, what all this stuff and what they need to do.
Bench Cam Newton, fire Riverboat Ron.
Yeah. It's bench Cam Newton. The defense is terrible.
Yeah.
We have no running game. We've got no one to throw to. The no one to throw to is a legit concern. But
they have Steve
Smith.
No one. Yeah.
Well, they have Greg Olsen, but your tight end is not supposed to get over 100 yards of receiving every game.
No, exactly.
But,
yeah.
Well, that's all it was. And then people call in, and they're talking like they're the GM, they're the coach.
Yes.
They understand what's going on. And then you've got these bonehead sports guys that all they do is talk in cliches.
Yep.
It's like, well, you know, when push came to shove, the Pittsburgh Steelers just pushed, and the Panthers' D-line just totally fell apart. The D-line that can't stop the run, the Panthers don't even bother running. They only run it 20 or 30 times a game. They only ran it 6 times against the Steelers in the first quarter. You're not going to get the job done. You're not getting to the pay list. For 3 hours, they do this bullshit?
Yep.
And then to make it even worse, they call somebody else that does the exact same thing.
Yep.
There's no discerning voice among them. It's all Chicken Little stuff, or it's all just that same dull train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right. So I got home. I didn't have to listen to it anymore. Everything was cool.
Yep.
I turned the car on this morning, go to the gym. I go to the gym about 5 in the morning.
Okay.
They're already fired up talking, and it's the exact same conversation.
It's the same show with different hosts. Yes.
I was dumped. I don't understand. And I know, like, you were asking if I would listen to Dan Le Batard. No, just the local stuff.
I'll tell you exactly why I listen to Le Batard. I'll shoehorn it in right now, because his show mocks the very existence of those shows. He never takes phone calls unless it's a stupid game, like a Family Feud game or something, and he never talks about stuff like that. He refuses to. He goes out of his way to talk about actual tangible things and sociological issues. So that's the general gist of it. He's a sports show that mocks sports shows, you know?
Okay. See, I could get into something like that.
I swear to God you'd love it. So.
Well, I've got so many podcasts. Do you have a podcast? That's how I listen to most of this stuff. Oh, maybe I can always give it a try. I'm always looking for something new.
Okay.
But I just, has it always been this way?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Mhm. I don't know. I've always been in the sports. I enjoy watching. But then I was listening to, like, the Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast or Jim Florentine's Comedy Metal Midgets. And they're always goofing on the announcers, the pregame shows, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just how utterly useless they are. Because it's four more detached, well, what is it, the Fox show is, what, five people now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people detached from the situation, just spouting their opinion. Well, you don't know anything.
It's 40 people sitting on each other's shoulders talking at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Jeremy, next week's Lions game, what's the key to the game? Too late, turnovers, running the ball. I control the line of scrimmage and turnovers.
I'm sorry I let you down on that because I totally blanked. I was like, and I was going to answer it serious. I was like,
everybody says the same thing.
But yeah, was it ball control, take care of the football, control the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And everything will work out just fine.
Bam.
Well, Coach,
that's
what if
every
that doesn't happen?
Show ever. Yes.
Yeah. And, well, if that doesn't happen, then they're in big trouble this week. You know, they can't put points on the board. You don't win games putting points through the uprights. You got to get points on the ground. You got to get points through the air. Oh, fuck.
Right.
Quit battling
even though, by the way, I watched the Dolphins game this past week, and they had a 2-turnover advantage and still got their asses kicked. But, you know.
Well, yeah, well, that is a misnomer. Look what happened to the Falcons last week. No, I'm sorry, the Falcons team, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Ooh, dog.
Yeah.
What an anomaly that was, too, because you don't get your ass handed to you in the NFL like that.
Right.
I mean, not normally. That's what I meant, but.
Yeah, most of the games are usually very even because the talent is very even. So the Buccaneers must be just absolutely deplorable, you know?
Well, starting with it, who is there? Cade McCown? Josh McCown?
Josh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cade's not coming through those doors, Dusty, so we got to make do with Josh. And if he's not going to do it, well, what are we paying Glennon for? What are they paying? I'm sorry, I blew it, but I was trying to go into one of their spiels. But you've got Mike Glennon sitting on the bench doing nothing. Well, he's got to be doing better than Josh McCown. Put him out there. Make him earn his contract. He's getting paid big money to ride the bench and do nothing. He's costing this team, I guess, his hit against the salary cap when they could go out and find some veteran leadership who could put some points on the board and get this team at least to a respectable level.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the next show starts, and this guy says the same thing. I did give him credit, though, because they did take a call.
Okay.
Because basically, I don't know if you know this, in week three, if you're 2-1 and you lose a game kind of badly, your season's over. That's the only thing I've taken from all these conversations. That, you know, Carolina blew it against the Panthers, against the Steelers. I guess they didn't look very good. Like I said, I didn't see the game. I don't know. Everything they were saying made it sound like it was the worst possible season. They're going to go 2-14 now. So finally, one caller, some guy gets through, and he's like, I don't know what you guys are going for here, but this team lost one game. They're in first place. They're in week three of the season.
Right.
And it's not – and that's a bigger thing. That's not just local stuff. ESPN does that too.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh.
So I think it was yesterday. I was listening to the morning show on Levitard Station, and they took three calls in a row. And the first two calls had Tannehill benched for Matt Moore, and the third call fired Joe Philbin. And the host of the show's like, now I know why Levitard doesn't take phone calls. It's week three!
Yeah.
Calm down!
Could you imagine if we decided to take phone calls for stuff like this?
Oh, God, I'd kill myself.
Who knows? Maybe with this would be okay, but like the wrestling shows we do.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the nightmare that would be?
Doesn't Wade keep getting a guy who calls about the Chris Benoit murder suicide like every time?
I would take that call every time. Every time I take that call, that guy's at least funny. He's at least he may be crude or offensive to somebody. Every time that I saw that guy was calling him, he'd be on.
You got to take that call. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently Wade does, so he gets it at least. So.
Yeah,
he puts him on. All right, let's be honest. Do you even listen to the way that stuff?
No.
I mean, so I only see from the Facebook groups we're in when it happens, and it cracks me up. I don't even need to hear it. It's still funny.
No, I know I'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like a disruptive force.
Mm-hmm.
So someone just totally derailing their show like that would be hilarious to me.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of goes with the combo, but a point I said about, there's no dissenting voice at all. This caller to the show that said, it's only one game, whatever. Well, I'm watching, college football and college game day and all that on Saturday, and all they're talking about is Jameis Winston. Blah, blah, blah. He said a vulgar and obscene phrase to women.
Mm-hmm.
One, no, it's not. Two, he's only repeating, because remember, he's 19 years old. He's repeating a bunch of shit that's on the internet, and his idiot friends were probably egging him on.
Yeah.
Everybody does dumb shit. Yeah. No one bothers to bring that up.
Yeah.
So the thing I heard was, he's the face of Florida State, and he's their biggest representative, and that doesn't float with me at all. He plays football there.
Right.
That's it.
He doesn't put his face
all over TV. He doesn't put his face all over the advertising for Florida State. He doesn't do any of that. The university has chosen to do that. So it's the university's fault.
He doesn't get paid either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring that up, but he's not getting any coin for this stuff.
Nothing.
So fuck off. I mean, the coach handled it the way he wanted to, but then all of a sudden the university says, you have to suspend him for a game.
Right.
Well, why? And so he said he did something that any idiot jock, not even a jock, I shouldn't have said that, but any dumbass teenager is going to do.
Any 19-year-old could possibly do that. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think he's 20. Exactly. So I was trying to explain this to my parents without telling them what he actually said, so I don't feel like telling my mom that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my dad goes, he was swearing and everything. I was like, because that's what the saying is.
Right.
And for anyone who doesn't know, this whole thing stems from the World Cup.
Yeah.
During the World Cup, they were interviewing somebody on the street, and somebody said, fucker right in the pussy during a live interview, which is hilarious.
Which is excellent, yeah.
Yes, because it fucks with these idiot reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's just kind of taken off.
Yeah.
So, in a clear example of someone who doesn't understand the point of it, Jameis Winston yells it out during cafeteria or in the student union or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one got hurt, right? I mean, no one fell over dead from him yelling or...
No, pretty sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in fact, in all the videos, everyone was just laughing about it because they know, it's kind of funny. And then once they realized who it was, it's those idiot Twitter naggers.
Yeah.
That
just
complain. So.
Right.
But no, and that's what I get with the descending. That's what I was going for with the descending voice. There's nobody around to actually just interject and go, "What are you talking about?
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah.
This is stupid. We're only filling time. We have nothing else to talk about."
Yeah. Yeah.
So But and that's where I got, that's where I was going with the sports radio thing too. And then it carries over to TV, but there's never that dissenting voice that, I'm trying to avoid using common sense voice, but
right.
I'm just going, all right, he's a kid. Well, I don't buy that. Okay, well,
right.
You don't have to. You're wrong.
And this is another thing Levitard does. Levitard always tries to explain the behavior of athletes. And a lot of listeners come down on him for being an apologist, and it's like they're not even listening to him. He's just
mm-hmm.
explaining to you, look, it's a young, immature kid. And it could be any young, immature kid. It just happens to be an athlete. Why are we holding athletes to a higher standard than any other person? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And especially in this case, just this example.
Yeah.
A 19-year-old college kid who wins a Heisman Trophy, his entire first year is all over SportsCenter, Fox,
right.
Sports Illustrated. He's on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask them, well, you need to keep a level head about this. Could you
yeah.
imagine having that much attention bestowed on you when you were that young? Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a disaster it would have turned into.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it also doesn't help that there's, you know, everyone wants to rat each other out, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's social media plague, whatever. But I can't imagine having cell phones with cameras on them.
Oh,
were,
I know.
Like, when we were younger.
I know, too.
Jesus. Mm. And that's what I was arguing with my parents about last night. My days are all messed up. On Sunday night.
Whatever.
Just
days
saying,
of the week mean nothing to me, so whatever.
Yeah, I pretty much have one day I have like days I have to remember.
Okay.
Like Monday through Tuesday, I don't care. If I know like this date, I have to do that, and whatever day that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't even have to follow days by TV anymore. Like I'm recording something right now. I have no idea what's recording right now.
Yeah.
So I'll go and check. Like, oh, okay, that show's on Tuesday.
Maybe in a day or two you'll watch it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I just blew through 6 episodes of the show called The Strain.
Okay.
And I forgot it was on Sundays. I just started watching them all.
Sure.
And pretty rough show to start, but it gets really awesome. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, no, it. And I don't understand, going back to the sports thing, how people can watch all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or listen to it, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, my God. What the hell? This is the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
Somebody does it. So, and that's what it was like when Eric and I were doing, Eric Jones and I were doing the sports show before I left.
Yeah, yeah.
I never really, like, I tried to make it kind of like this show and all the other ones, where it was
mm-hmm.
always, like, goofing on something or
yeah.
just bringing up some sort of absurd sort of thing, you know?
Right, right, exactly.
So, yeah, like the one time we talked about that Florida Gulf Coast University just out of the blue. For actually no
that's
reason.
Right. That's right.
So, which that still felt like that would be an incredible school to go to. But
mm-hmm. if I could do it over again, I would totally go to that school just because of that. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a pool and then you have the ocean there. It's like, holy
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even said I was a horrible student to begin with. I'm even worse now.
Yeah.
With that stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's really no transition for this one, but I wanted to make sure we talked about this.
We have to talk about it, yeah. Because
right.
this guy, and I don't know, like, do I say this poor guy? Do I say this
right.
great heroic guy?
So... There's this guy. Where is Two Rivers in Wisconsin?
I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. I'm going to look it up right now. I've never been there.
Because Dale Decker from Two Rivers in Wisconsin has developed a condition called persistent genital arousal syndrome 2 years after slipping a disc in his back. In other words, Dale Decker suffers from 100 involuntary orgasms a day.
Yes. Yes.
We should have started this because this one might take a while.
I wonder if his wife feels inadequate.
Oh, I think that's actually covered in the video, because he says they don't have sex that often.
They can't.
Yeah, I mean, the video will be up, so trust me, you'll be able to see it. It's gonna be the picture. But this is where I wish we could fucking audio through this. Just the visual of him going, oh God, falling to his knees and busting a nut in his jeans as he's taking a walk. That fucking kills me.
I know!
Okay. He's trying to say there's nothing pleasurable.
He's a liar.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out how the hell does this even work? You run out of juice after a while.
Right.
Your body can't produce that much sperm, whatever,
yeah,
to shoot out all the time. So maybe it would get kind of uncomfortable once it dried up. And you're just, like, doing the spasms. I'm kind of like having a cramp, I guess.
Yeah.
But... So, I don't know, in the video, if you ever watch, he's got very loose pants on.
Yes.
And then he always has his hand in his pocket.
Oh, I was studying that, yes. I couldn't take my eyes off of it, actually. All right, Two Rivers is right on Lake Michigan. It's about 2 hours north of me. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, well, that explains why all of these shots in the video are of him looking pensive over a body of water.
Right.
And then falling face first in the sand because he's blowing another load out of the blue.
Shit.
You should just buy a helmet and put one of those, you know those rolling dollies? Just put one of those on his forehead and he can just walk just face down. It's like, I give up.
Oh my God.
This guy's trying to make it sound like busting a nut 100 times a day is awful. So, you know what?
Right.
Fuck it. I'm not paying dissenting voice. That sounds pretty sweet.
It does.
Okay. Here, this is my favorite part of the video. At 56 seconds. Let me see if this works. So, yeah.
You're on your knees, Mr. Father's studio.
I don't know if you heard that or not, but he says, when you're at your father's funeral,
yes,
you're at his casket saying goodbye, and you have nine orgasms right then.
Oh, God. We're all going to hell.
Dude,
can you imagine the other people at the funeral?
Okay, all right. Why would you go up if you have this condition?
Seriously, yes.
It has to be stress-induced of something. They say he has a slipped disc. And apparently it's now affected his nervous system. That's why it's doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if you know this going forward, wouldn't you just wait till everyone's out of the room and then
You'd
say your goodbyes?
To. Yes.
the kid's making it sound like he just, he's like, hey, I got this, everybody. No, I'm Woo! All right, hang on. I have to buy this. I got to say bye to my dad. Oh, God, again. Again.
Oh, God.
Just constantly falling to the ground, and that's where the wheel would come in handy. He could just push
right.
himself and, you know, save some strain on his back and all that stuff.
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
I'm sure this isn't a real story, though.
Yeah.
This is going to have to turn out to be a hoax.
Yeah. You have no faith in humanity, Jeremy.
No. The only thing that kind of made me think this could be real was I actually looked up to Wikipedia to see if this was an actual thing.
Right.
And it is. But Wikipedia, you can do anything. You can create as much fake crap on Wikipedia as you want.
Yeah, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. What if he created that Wikipedia page?
There you go.
Yep.
And he's in the same boat with good old Tri-Titty. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I see, and that's why I wanted to do this with you, because I... A funeral is bad enough as it is. And I remember, you know, talking about my grandfather's funeral and how upset it was and all that stuff.
Sure, yeah.
I couldn't imagine, though, being like that distraught because your father, sister, mother, wife, whatever, dies.
Yeah, yeah.
You have utterly no control out of sporting wood and blowing a load.
Right.
9 times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's seriously got to fuck with your head. Like, do I have some sort of, like, necrophilia issue going on here as well? Cause,
at what point do you excuse yourself? I'm sorry, I have to go. Just sit there for 9 times. I don't understand.
You're just carrying a box of tissues around with you at the wake?
Hey, but no, you don't. I need these. Sorry, there's more over there. Go to the bathroom.
People will never ask you for a hanky. That'd be pretty nice, actually. There are some benefits to this thing.
That's the benefit?
Yeah.
You get a free supply of hanky?
Yeah. No. Okay. Someone's crying. Then I need to blow my nose. Do you have a thing? Oh, no. Never mind, David. I'll find somebody else. Thank you. So, I also wonder, like, does this dude have to wear a diaper or something? And that's a legit question.
No, I was honestly just about to ask that. I'm very glad you brought that up, because how gross is that to live in?
Yeah, because it's not like urine. For all the ladies listening, semen is not like urine. That shit
very
is
different.
Like Gorilla Glue. So, I just can't.
Yeah, here's a helpful hint for all the ladies. If your guy is urinating in you, that's different. It's very different.
Videos. I don't know why I'm acting shocked. So. Okay, here's another part of the story that doesn't make sense to me.
Go ahead.
If he's really jizzing this much, why
yeah.
is he wearing khakis?
Yeah.
Why would he be wearing dark-ass jeans all the time?
All the time.
Or black. You know, just something. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I didn't see this part. He's playing Ultimate Frisbee. Oh, sorry, he's playing Frisbee Golf.
Oh, my
God!
He
throws it. He throws it and immediately falls over, busting one.
Can you imagine playing behind that guy? What are you doing?
This gentleman sure is religious. He's constantly falling to his knees.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is straight out of Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah.
This is exactly the kind of skit that they would do.
Well, do you remember that jizz in my pants thing from Saturday Night Live?
Maybe. It sounds familiar.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. But this is pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be a ad.
Sorry. Okay.
But it really seems like a takeoff on this. So, I mean, and especially in this world, like what we live in now, I very, very highly doubt this is a real thing.
Right.
But it sure is funny, man. I mean,
I hope it's real. I pray it's real.
I'm trying to be nice, so I'm going to say I hope it's not. But I don't know. Maybe there's more research into this, but this is why I don't believe in karma. None of that bullshit exists. Because this dude just is some seemingly innocent dude just walking around whose life has been totally mangled because he keeps busting a nut.
Right.
So unless he's done something horrible in his past life, he doesn't deserve this.
Right.
So there you go. Karma doesn't exist. Unless you take the point that he gets to bust a nut 100 times a day, and that's fucking
right.
Awesome.
His wife.
Karma does exist.
His wife kind of looks like Tanya Harding.
Oh my God, yes.
Hmm.
Oh, this is the wrong video. There's a part, you're exactly right, but there's a different video where he actually is sent to a sex therapist because they think it's psychological.
Okay.
He's talking to her. And she is kind of a hefty chick. And she's just giving that face, that disgusted look to him.
Yeah.
So she has that, like, I'm repulsed by everything face.
Yeah.
Well, as he's talking, he just falls to his knees, busts one, and goes, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then runs out.
Oh, shit.
And she's just staring, like, what? And then she finally goes, I've never seen something like this before. I've never dealt with this before.
Right.
The funniest damn part of it, it was just, the dad part's the funniest. But after that, that lady, better.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
She's got that puss on her face, like you want to just smash your face in.
Yeah,
which I don't advocate.
Yes, here it is. All right, I've actually got it queued up for you.
I remember just in my sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one I just sent you is him talking. It should be marked at 4:23, is where he starts talking to the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right in the middle of talking to her. He just busts one. And she just looks disgusted. And then he starts crying.
I mean, what do you do with that? You know, like... I'm not sure how to handle that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, how do you?
I don't know.
It's not like you're urinating. So, you know, you can feel it coming, you can go to the bathroom. You know, I mean, obviously once you get older, it's going to catch up to you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I mean, God, it's funny.
Can you imagine him meeting Alicia Tri-Devil and jizzing multiple times and her being like, oh, God, it's not working, and she has to go get, like, a fourth and fifth breast?
She ends up looking like a peacock? That'd be great. I'm beginning to think this may be bullshit. Because at the end of the video, they've got a chick who has 50 orgasms a day.
Okay.
What else was there? There's a one-armed weightlifter and something called Amazing Real Life Stories.
Okay.
All right. And my new favorite thing is reading some of the posts underneath stories.
Uh-huh.
James from Cambridge. You know what? I don't even care if this is real. It's fucking hilarious. James is correct.
Oh, yeah.
The Herrick Lion? Whatever. Herrick Lion? Whatever. Pity he not good looking. He should get with that woman who has 200 orgasms a day. They can make it work for both of them. LOL. All right, not a good example. All right, so the next, but this is why I always like reading posts on that. The next person after that says, the Heracloin, you're not good looking. It's why you're still a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he responds back, oh dear. And then someone named Ever, I was expecting an idiot like you to say some dumb shit like that. I bet if you had the same thing as him, it would be very funny. I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Did they mean it wouldn't be very funny?
Right.
Instead of would be?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then we've got 116. Someone making a joke about the 116 where he says they just keep coming.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. I died laughing, R.I.P. lungs, laugh my ass off. We live on a different planet, dude. I look at this and I'm like, I don't speak correctly, but I know I'm not speaking correctly. I just don't care. Maybe that's what these people are doing, but I don't think it is. But you read some of these comments.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are some loose-fitting pants.
And his hand is always in there. Always in there.
I mean, he's digging for gold down there.
I don't know if he's just trying to help himself along. So.
Yeah. How much of this is natural and how much of this is hand-assisted?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If it's, they said he slipped a disc and that's when it started. Well, what if you're messing around down there, just brushing yourself, and it's like a psychosomatic thing by then.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. You know, kind of like the Pavlov's dog thing. Actually, I wasn't a fitness case, but whatever. But it's sort of similar, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, how much is his own psychological aspect bringing this on? Well, he knows this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I saw that today, and I couldn't stop laughing. And
you asked me if I'd heard of that, and I'm like, no, but I need to, you know, like that was just like, ooh, you got to tell me, you know. And now I feel really dirty because I was visited by a Jehovah's Witness today. And so,
they still exist?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I, that's not even a joke, really. You don't really hear too much about them anymore.
They gave us a couple copies of their magazine. It's apparently the most published magazine in the United States. So.
What's it called?
Watchtower.
What? Oh, my God. That's kind of an ominous title for a religious magazine, isn't it?
I mean, it really is, yeah.
Wow. Wow, I looked up the building. Holy shit.
God is watching you, Jeremy.
I guess. I mean, it makes sense, I suppose. If you're an all-knowing, all-encompassing being, I mean, I guess she would, I don't know.
I mean, like right now, he's watching you specifically. He sees what the filth bullshit you're up to right now. I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm just telling you.
Right now is the least of my worries. Shit, as long as they're keeping record of it, then I might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I don't care. Walk away.
Yeah.
It's like their whole thing is like basically like I had my window cracked the one time.
Yeah.
And my one neighbor, Brenda's like, yeah, dude, I was walking by. I could see you sitting at your desk working on your computer. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I don't know what you're doing up there. I was like, I don't know, but it's your fault.
You looked in my window. I didn't tell you to look in. So
right.
That's pretty much how I feel about that whole thing about God's always watching. I didn't ask
right.
you to always watch. So
yeah.
You basically set up a prayer, like an open prayer line. So
right.
You don't need to be watching all the time, I guess, but
mm-hmm.
whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. So I think we had a pretty decent show, though.
Absolutely.
We covered a chick with three tits.
Yep.
Sports radio.
Yep.
And the guy that busts a nut 100 times a day. So that's kind of nice.
Absolutely. And I encourage everyone listening to watch the video because, I mean, I'm studying it like the Zapruder film, looking for clues here. So,
yeah. And like I said, this thing's going to be fake as hell, too. But
Yeah.
Or he's going to get his own show on, like, TLC or whatever that thing is.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, let's get one of those shows. Like, can the man with 100 orgasms find happiness?
Whatever channel has, like, Long Island Medium and Talking to Angels, they totally
yeah.
give him a show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly it. So, coming next year. And then again, like, it'll be like this. I can already see it now. It'll be shot from, like, low angles. He'll be looking over the ocean, over the lake. And then the 50 orgasm a day lady will be sitting on her couch, like, watching
yep.
TV, and she'll see the man with 100 orgasms. And
yep.
she'll I just saw his story, and I just needed to meet him. But when I heard that there was somebody who had 50 orgasms a day, I thought, you know what? I need to talk to her. And I was like,
yeah.
Picture a story of the most dire straits meeting the most happy ending. Here we have
yeah.
orgasm for all, or whatever.
Right.
Or orgasm palooza coming to TLC
yeah.
this fall. So,
mm-hmm.
But, well... Yeah, we talked a long time. Jesus Christ. Nice.
Yeah, we really did.
Yep.
Well, we had a lot to say, damn it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't do a show the last two weeks or something. So
yeah.
my schedule
yeah.
is kind of goofy right now. But, so no
all
guarantees
right.
on the next one, which is what we told
yep.
you weeks ago. So
yeah.
I'm going to get out of here. You can follow us on Stunk Granny on all social media. If you're looking for the podcast, go to Stunk Granny and iTunes.
Yep.
You'll find us.
Yep.
And there you go. So. I'm out, so until next time, I'll let Dusty take us out.
All right. Well, for Jeremy Mays, I'm Dusty Giebing, and for Dan Marino becoming the next quarterback of the Dolphins, this has been Stunt Granny Audio Experience, and we will try to do better next time!